Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ alone can fill that emptiness in the human spirit. He alone can fill that vacuum that every man has without Christ. And he alone can give you joy, peace, salvation, forgiveness of sin, eternal life, and so much more. How wonderful it is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior. And spoken of as the bread of life is simply an illustration of how he can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. I trust you have put your faith and trust in him and have accepted him as your Savior. Well, we're continuing in our thoughts of who am I? Who am I? And we've discussed the matter of receiving Christ as Savior and the opportunities and blessings that become the child of God when they put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. How that the Holy Spirit of God enters into our spirit at salvation, doing the work of salvation, becoming God's guarantee of our salvation, our protector, our defender, the power of God living within the human being. As he indwells our spirit, and we become a child of God. And thus there are gifts that are given to every born-again believer. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 again, and verse 5. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. That is, the Holy Spirit, we're told in Romans 8, bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. When you put your faith and trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He does the work of salvation within our spirit. And then he gives us gifts with which to serve the Lord. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues or languages, to another the interpretation of tongues or languages. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, dividing to every man severally as he will. And so the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to every child of God. Now, that's the reason we're looking at these gifts briefly. We're trying to do it briefly. Sometimes I get off on a side trail, as I have with miracles. But these gifts are given for the purpose of spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for drawing others to a knowledge of the truth. And these Old Testament miracles and wonders that we've been reading about and studying about were to open the eyes of the Egyptians and the then-known world to the true and the living eternal God. And thus we see the children of Israel were thrust out of the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 12 says that they were told to leave. They were encouraged to leave, and they were sent forth, urged by the people, because so many had died in the land that night, the firstborn of every household that had not had the blood applied died that night. And there was a great cry that went out of the land of Egypt. And so the children of Israel left the land of Egypt that night. And thus we see they began their journey toward the promised land. And the Lord, verse 21 of Exodus 13 tells us, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. They could travel by day and night because the pillar of fire led them. And this great pillar of cloud, in the daytime it was a pillar of cloud, but at night it became a pillar of fire, so that they had a night light, and so they could travel by night and see where they were going. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Throughout all of their wanderings in the wilderness, there was the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. By day it was a pillar of cloud, by night it turned into a pillar of fire, so that they had light. Even in the darkness they could travel. The miracles of Almighty God, the wonders of Almighty God, how great is the Lord! And so you recall how that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Verse 4 says, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Yes, Pharaoh came. Verse 8 of Exodus 14, "The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Parahoth, before Baal-zephon." And thus, when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? And is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not." Over and over again, beloved, the Word of God tells us in times of crisis, fear not, fear not. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways recognize that God is almighty and is in control, and He will guide your path. He will direct your steps. And how true it is, beloved, if only we would learn to obey and do what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us. Trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. That's when we become afraid, when we lean to our own understanding, when we look at the circumstances and the enemy that is against us, and we feel overwhelmed, and we begin to lean to our own understanding. We begin to doubt. We begin to be afraid. Oh, beloved, the Lord says, trust in me with all your heart. and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways recognize I'm God. I'm in control. I'm almighty. I can perform wonders. And look at all the things that God had done for the children of Israel, all the miracles that he had performed in Egypt. And so Moses says, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Yes, beloved, no more forever. The Egyptians didn't realize it, but this great army was going to die within the next 24 hours. The whole army would be wiped out. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And so the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And that's exactly what Moses did. He stretched out the rod, and the Red Sea, literally split apart. It literally, the waters congealed on each side, and the children of Israel, the land, the water, the bottom of it, you think where there would have been a lot of mud, dried up because of the wind that God sent, and they went across on dry land, beloved, through the middle of the Red Sea. As the waters were on each side, they went right straight through to the other side. And then the host of Pharaoh, they took off after them and came into the midst of the sea. And God told Moses, let your rod down and close up the sea. And so, verse 21, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry. And the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And that he did, beloved. Till next time, goodbye.